Yeah, we're talking about signs of life. Life, number one, we spoke about this before, is something that does not have a break in the middle. You cannot say, I want to take a break from life for 10 minutes, and then afterwards I'll continue. The second you stop your life, the game is over. This is, when we're talking about the fears that every Jew has to have, it's essential that the fears is TD, non-stop. This is what we're speaking about a lot. We have to define ourselves. What am I? What am I? If I realize that I am a special creation that's created with the ability to have close relations with that other world. A deep spiritual life that is natural to Bali Surah. Hashem created us with a special type of neshama. It's different than the rest of the world. Physically, we all have two legs and two arms and a head. But by the Goyish world, that's where it ends. That's what it is. You have your body. But also, body is just a tool for our real essence, our real essence of neshama, which is deeply connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So if you want to have our real life, the life of the Jew is a life with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Place. And that can't stop. But it makes a difference if I'm at home, if I'm shul, if I'm at work, and I'm on vacation. You have a type of person, tomorrow it's not. If it was on vacation, suddenly all these religious values go down the drain. No, I'm taking off now. I'll go back to my religious life when I get back from vacation. Talk to the belief in the rest of the people. That shows that the religion is not his life. Because if it's your life, you can't stop for a second. So he goes to work. And, he's very religious at home, but when it comes to work, he has to make money. So suddenly, he doesn't look at it a little bit. Either not enough dishonest, or not a lot of incorrect. So basically, it's not just that 80% of the day, he is an Orthodox Jew, and 20% not. He's dead. He's not alive. Something we have to remember. Wherever we are, every second of our life, we are connected to that world. It's a really different type of life. But the idea of Kabir is even the Torah. It says that it's not love for every day, a person has to have some time to learn. Even a person is extremely busy. He should have a minimum amount of time that he never breaks that piece. It could be even 15 minutes a day, or even less, whatever it is. If you're in the way, a little bit of time, the morning time, quickly up, he can't go without it. By doing so, he's showing that he needs that energy of the Torah to live. So the law is that if even a person would lose a tremendous business deal, if it came out physically when he had his mind capable to learn, and he's supposed to forego it. Because he's supposed to show there's something more to life than a big business deal. Life is all about talk, people that are control. And it's not just a higher level religious life. The whole world talks about quality of life. You want to have quality of life. There's no better quality of life than feeling constantly that with that goes wrong. I close both his hands. And if we're working together with him, he's working together with me. The Holy Spirit says, if you say Hashem, leave me alone. Hashem says, not Hashem. You hand by yourself. But he's also not always very promising. If you go with that goes wrong, he's constantly down to life. That's number one. It's Jesus. Number two is nourishment. Just like a person for his physical body, he has to constantly nourish. You can't say, okay, this month I just started not to eat. One month, you're constantly putting new energy into your body to keep yourself going. If you don't energize yourself with food, you die. I tell my family, my kids, younger ones, that I'm waiting them for an event, they have new cars, they have solar cars. And they're bad enough cars, I'm not inventing a new car. It runs on shoes. And the villagers. Yeah. Why not? We can run on shoes and give it to fish. We're just like any other machine. The body as a whole inside of it, kind of converting all the food into the basic material for the enemy, basic sugars and fats and proteins, whatever you need. Sounds like a good invention. Yeah. I guess it's a little more complicated than that. Human beings in that regard. But that's one of the two ideas that was probably made for us. And we had this whole divine inner body that converts all our food into the delicate that we need, the fuel that we need to keep ourselves going. And all the weight matters and us how to do away with that. But in any event, we need confidence, refreshing the fuel to keep our bodies open. So that's the same fuel also. We have to feel that our spiritual side of ourself also needs to be energized 3 times a day. You know that's called? Called feeling. Don't think that was called 3 times a day. That energizes ourselves. We reconnect, just like you have battery operated cars. What do? They have to hook into some thing every once in a while to fill the battery. So we have a cordless. What is connection? Alfuti.
Wireless
connection to technology. You don't have to put those in the wall. Sometimes it's close to the door. But wireless connection 3 times a day, go to the room. Go inside with the wood 3 times a day. I set up a mice today in shoes to get that here again. Because it's highly really predicted the destruction of European Jewry. And he said, he was asked by the Talmidim, where Jewish people, where do you need to continue? And everything was in Europe. There's nothing outside of Europe. America was nothing. Israel, nothing. You can continue. But Rav Stein said, Hatzion, Tzion, the faith of all your faith. As he said, Hatzion, that's where Judaism is going to continue. Prophetic statement of both sides. The Von Basel said, haven't they known Texas Show? Texas Show was run by secular Zionists. No Eastern, I'd rather fight it super ill. My mother in law, when she was a good girl, 13 years old, she came from Russia to Texas Show on one of these boats. She told me, don't worry, everything will be flown. She was flown. She got to the descendants of people, totally. Not from that room, totally secular. She said, what's going on here? Everyone went crazy with it. So my mother happened, she still is, but she always is a big federal now. She managed to run away from the kibbutz and then she was not going to be sad. But the large segment of the Eretz Yisrael, that's what happened. Of Kokohin. So that's what the Chokhan answered. It doesn't say that it is Kodesh. The Lord has the is love that it also means it will be. What knows it? It will be Kodesh. And that's not it's going to start off complicated. It'll be better with Yiddish guys and Yiddish well. But with the time, it reverts to Yiddishism. So I think to myself, this is the story of everybody's personal life, not just the life of Yiddish Israel. It starts off everybody at their level. Whatever level it is. But Hashem wants from us, in order for us to succeed in this Hoya Kodesh, to be transformed into Kedusha, to bring ourselves to a high level of Kedusha. That's what we're saying over here. Baruch Hashem, we're all fruit. So wherever you are, Baruch, we will be full of Kedusha. How do you get full of Kedusha? If you define yourself as, this is my Matthias, I'm a person who has a natural. I have all these opportunities to do it. This is what life is all about, the strength of life. And economy. So this is, we have to realize this. If it is life, it's equals without break. Whether wherever I am, I go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a talk to Hashem, make sure I do things properly, I love to look correctly, I'm a kaveh correctly. The second thing we mentioned is that I feel it. Energize myself 3 times a day. Let's just say this briefly. The third thing.
Avir Nishine.
Breath of air. We need light to breathe. We need oxygen to breathe. The things. Where Rechema said, when you leave a shul, you should not take big steps. But Rabbi said, when you go towards the shul, you should run towards the shul. How long is the shul at all? Just learn it. And when a person is going to the shul, the first steps as it enters the shul, and comes to enter the shul, is Shishi Shabbat. So David said, originally I saw the Rabbanim coming to the Shira on Shabbos. They were running towards the Shira, going to Mechal Shabbos, because the din of Shabbos that they're not supposed to run on Shabbos. Your Hiluk on Shabbos shouldn't be Hiluk of the Torah. But instead, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Oy, when you have to go to the Shira, come on down." So, sorry about that. Yeah, so Hiluk on Shabbos, you never, I'll catch you later, you should run after Hashem. Like a lion roaring. Yeah. Yeah. What is the Ka'ari Yishuv? What is the lion roaring? He said, so the Marsha said, Hashemesh Shagis Ali Yisrael Bad Neshavu Perusa. If you hear a roar of a lion nearby, you start running. You don't wait around for the kid to be discovered. Yeah. So, even on Shabbos, if you're walking in the forest and something in the jungle, and something here, a lion roaring a few feet away, run. It's saying that the running of Shabbos to the shul or to the Joshua is the same. So it's across the forest, the man who runs there. I have to get to the shul to daven. I'm trying to daven. And time to get a shir is a matter of Tikkun Nefesh. Kim's Bala Lovel. The open kabil and shema, something I just need, I can't put down it. Then in the finale, just like a person to preserve his life and runs away from Ali, so to a person who needs that extra oxygen, he runs towards it. So basically, in order for, if you want to live, with the Ruth Hashem, it's important for us to have an attitude of it. If something just has to happen, I can't do the bad. I have the opportunity to do them, come to them, cut the opportunity, just don't run away from them. Okay, so the three things we said today. Pesikus, non-stop connection. Akilah, the time today, re-energizing.